Video: California woman recalls alleged rape by man freed from jail hours earlier. By Amy Furr on October 21, 2022. A woman in Torrance, California, is speaking out about being beaten and raped in an attack that lasted nearly 30 minutes. Marissa Young was severely injured during the July 31 incident. She lost teeth, suffered broken bones, bruises, and was rendered partially blind for nearly a month, Fox 11 reported Wednesday. It was not long after leaving work at a local restaurant late that night that she decided to take her dogs for a short walk. However, she was tackled to the ground from behind and tried to fight off the individual. At one point he had me on my back with his fingers around my neck, and held me down real close here and was strangling me, and sort of let me know that I have control, if you don't stop screaming and yelling, I'll kill you, Young recalled, adding she did everything in her power to push the individual away. He asked, well told, me to perform oral sex on him, which is when I bit his penis as hard as I could, to try to bite it off in the hopes that he would run away. It did not come off, it just injured him severely. It just angered him and enraged him, he beat me even more severely, she explained, noting he continued the alleged rape despite his injury. The suspect then left her lying on the ground. Moments later, Young ran to a nearby house where the neighbor helped her call authorities. Following the attack, I was able to get around and things, but for the most part I was blinded for almost a month, Young told CBS Los Angeles. Torrance police released security footage of the suspect walking down a street. The suspect is a homeless man, 46-year-old Daryl Waters, who was released from jail regarding a misdemeanor in the hours before the incident occurred. However, he is currently being held without bail, per the Fox report. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office told CBS it had nothing to do with the suspect's release, and in the city of Torrance, misdemeanor crimes are prosecuted by the city attorney, the outlet said. Meanwhile, the majority of American voters lay blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America, a recent poll found. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, Breitbart News reported Thursday. In addition, rising violent crime across the nation is emerging as the deciding issue in the upcoming midterm elections, the outlet reported October 5.